Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here, and I have with me the lovely JN2N.
Hello.
Hello. Today's the 6th of March 2016, and so Jana suggested where I talk about Polygon Road.
Again.
So so people will know I did an album in February. The album's called mm-hmm. Possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing some little promotional video things and audio things, talking about the songs and the approach to making the album and all that stuff. So I did one yesterday evening called, it was all about the song Polygon Road. So people that follow SM2N on YouTube will have seen that, and I put it on Facebook under Cake Folder. I also put it on SoundCloud and Audio Boo on the Cake Folder account as just the audio of it. Mm-hmm. You can, if you haven't heard it or seen it, you can check it out in those places. But anyway, I got some feedback on Facebook talking mm-hmm. about the history of Polygon Road.
Oh.
And why it's called Polygon Road, because one of the things that I said in my little
it's a bit of an unusual name, isn't it?
Little documentary was, I was intrigued by the road name. What on earth possessed somebody to come up and call it that name? So I found
clearly out lots of polygons lived there.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, Mr. Triangle and Mrs. Pentagon around the corner, and these are the sorts of song ideas that were sort of going around my head when I first thought of the idea of why mm-hmm. there's a road called Polygon Road. But anyway, somebody found that an article, and apparently there used to be there's a building on there called Oakshot Court, and that's a council flats building, but the plot of land that is on used to be called Clarendon Square.
Okay.
And so it used to be like an open square, but uh-huh. it had a sort of a ring of buildings in the middle.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And sort of looking at some illustrations of that building,
mm-hmm.
it was faceted.
I see.
So that mm-hmm. one, that was called the Polygon.
Right. Okay, yes. Starting to make sense. Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, when they redeveloped that area, they renamed that Polygon Road because it was going through
the polygon, the former polygon.
Yes.
Cool.
So yeah, but then googling that and trying to find out what it used to look like as the polygon, mm-hmm. I then found out that who used to live there.
Uh-huh. Lots of famous names.
Mary Wollstonecraft.
Yeah. What are the chances?
The author of.
Yes. Oh, it's been too long. I can't remember.
What, you started there, didn't you?
Yes.
University. But she was the mother of Mary Shelley, who wrote Dracula.
No, Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mary Shelley was born in the Polygon.
Cool. That is cool. A vindication of the rights of woman.
Famous feminist writer then, or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Much considered a mother of feminism. Mm.
Mother of feminism.
Mm.
Used to live in the Polygon and mm-hmm. gave birth to Mary Shelley, mm-hmm. author of Frankenstein.
I know.
In the Polygon.
Yeah, that's
which quite is also the place connection. Where Charles Dickens lived
mm-hmm.
and set some of his stories had little scenes cool. that were in the Polygon as well. It's like, it's amazing how much history there is.
Yeah.
In some dingy little street around the back end of Euston.
Yeah.
And it's like, that used to be, so many famous household names used to live there.
Yeah, well, that was sort of the centre of London.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing that they all lived in that particular bit, but yeah, that was all sort of still... Yeah, that was like the centre of London. So yeah, of course, London wasn't quite
as big then.
They didn't have the suburbs. So if they lived in London, then that was a much smaller place.
Mm.
But still, what are the chances that it's going to be right there?
Yeah. See, just think of all the things yeah. I could have researched when I did my song Polygon Road. You know, I could have drawn on, you know, Frankenstein's Monster and Bleak House. And
you can do Polygon Road too, I suppose.
You could probably do a whole album about Polygon Road, actually.
There you go. Next project.
Yeah. Yeah. That
is very cool.
That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, unless you found someone else famous who lived there.
There were loads, actually, looking on Wikipedia.
Yeah?
Yeah, lots of, you know, philosophers and scientists and...
Hang on, I was just on Wikipedia. Let's just go back there, then. Whoa!
But they weren't sort of household names. They were more sort of...
Right, okay.
But it was... there's a page for Summers Town.
Mm-hmm. Summers Town. Is that what I have to...
Yeah. S-O-M-E-R. No, it's just two words.
Okay.
Summers Town, London. There you go. Yeah, this is gripping audio, this.
Mm. Yes, listen to me, Google. Mary Shelley was born in Summers Town, London. Yeah. John Walcott? Yeah, not so.
So this is the area. So you've got Mary Ann Sainsbury, so part of the Sainsbury's...
Sainsbury's Empire?
Family, yes.
Oh, really?
Edward Scriven... was it the Polygon,
mm-hmm.
or Clarendon Square, which is the, was it mm-hmm. the buildings around the Polygon?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it was sort of an area that was quite fashionable, popular with was sort of the intelligentsia, the sort of they've been middle classes. Mm. So Stanley Bailey. Fred Titmus. So yeah, it's quite a few people.
Yeah, Samuel de Wilde. Clarendon Square.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I've no idea that, you know, the road names were just, you know, so I found a little...
This goes on.
I found a map.
It's a huge long list.
Yeah, I found a map of what it used to look like when the Polygon was there, and all the road names were different. Well, sorry, a lot of the road names were all very different.
So what happened? It was destroyed in the war, or did the council just decide that, oh, it's a nice big square, we can...
Yeah, it just got redeveloped, so it fell into according to what I read on Wikipedia, it kind of fell into disuse. The building, the Polygon itself, fell into disuse, and then... knocked it down and redeveloped it when the council purchased the land and then put a block of flats there instead. Sort of regeneration projects, I suppose.
Yeah. I know, but that's what I love about London. You go around and you find all these, there's all these historical connections, and you know, you always have these blue plaques on buildings, so-and-so lived here, and you go, oh wow, you know, never knew that. You know, and how cool that they lived in this actual house, or were born in this actual house, and it's still there.
There is a plaque, apparently, you know? For Mary Shelley, actually, on the side of this Oakshott Court building.
You know, or you stumble across roads that were used in various books, or, you know, or famous writers, biographies. And the one thing that I was really annoyed about was... that Virginia Woolf always used to go to when the British Library was still in the British Museum. And I thought, oh, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to sit where Virginia Woolf used to sit and research. And then they moved it to its current place.
There's some pancreas, is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the new building. Mm. So, yeah, duh. So but it's quite a few places that you read about in books, and then you can actually stand there and say, wow, and some of them still look exactly the same. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that about London.
Well, thank you for being on my view.
Oh, no. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
The boo, I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Of course. And yeah, so if you haven't heard the cake folder audio boo
then
account,
be ashamed of yourself.
Then no, don't be ashamed. Just go and follow cake folder. That'll be fine. You can redeem yourself by following cake folder. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.